You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a vibrant spiritual community committed to individual and collective awakening through sacred teachings and practices. One God, one heart, many paths.
Hello. My nose is running. Isn't it interesting that I need to bring a handkerchief? Blessings. Right? We hear that, take your handkerchief. Well, sometimes we need to listen. I have so much gratitude for being here. My heart is wide open. I'm very excited. Somebody keep me on time, because otherwise the 9 o'clock will run into the 11 o'clock and we'll be here at 2 o'clock and then who knows? Yes, that's what happens when you get the joy going. Okay, so it's really special for me to be here. This is my church home. I love this place. I love you. The energy that's in here, even when there isn't this divine majesty happening over here, the energy in this place is uplifting and beautiful and magnificent. And I went on Facebook Live this morning and invited everybody to come. Yay. So this is special. I want to thank Amy and Daryl and Karen and Tony and Meredith, like the behind-the-scenes logistical connections that make all this work. And some of them I didn't even know until I got here and saw things. And I was like, oh my gosh, that ties right into what I'm going to say. Who did that? So it's like, it's perfect. Again, unseen blessings. So I'm very grateful to that. And today, as you read, the conversation is about cultivating joy amidst the chaos and the curveballs. And we said, you're not perfect. Or are you? Your lives are not perfect. Or are they? Are they unfolding perfectly? And if my life is unfolding perfectly, what's with all the chaos? What's with the curveballs? Come on. Ever felt that way? Come on. That was a collective expression of us. So first I want to check in on the words. So do the words chaos and curveballs, like, does that resonate with you? Do you get what I'm talking about? So I'm talking about unexpected, sometimes unimaginable, kind of what the stuff that shows up. Can be minuscule. See, my nose is running. Excuse me. It can be minuscule or they can be massive. It doesn't matter. They feel like a disruption in the pattern of all that we're seeking and all that we're efforting towards. And it goes into something I call haywire. Things are kind of haywire. And sometimes the biggest thing that's kind of haywire is what?
Me.
The self. So sometimes I'm in the haywired place. So these disturbances, I wanted to get you centered in a disturbance so that you could resonate as I'm talking. So the disturbance that you pulled into the practice that we did in the meditation, which is called a heart soak, it comes from the body of work known as Heart Math. This church has been a Heart Math hub, or was when I first started studying Heart Math. So the heart soak was to get you connected to a disturbance. That practice, I encourage and invite you to make that a part of what you do when disturbances show up, because I guarantee you, they're gonna keep showing up. And I bet each of us invest a great deal of time and effort, and maybe money, into attempting to minimize them. I don't want curveballs. I don't want chaos. Go away. So we do things, we take courses, we go on retreats, we take vacation. Sometimes it's to recoup from the curveballs. But sometimes it's about keeping ourselves in a place where they don't touch us. And like you, I've definitely weathered my storms. The most impactful one, the one that I call earth-shattering so far. I just heard myself say that. Oh, the earth-shattering so far, some of you know as the catastrophic hemorrhagic stroke that I had in 2015. So a blood vessel burst in my brain, and my life has been very different ever since. Massive curveball. But I've found through the curveball, through the chaos, through whatever I want to call it, however I want to befriend it, there are some things one can do to make the transverse of the chaos a lot more enjoyable, a lot less. So the steps I'm going to give you, these are some of them. Thank you, Todd, for honoring my book. Yay, the book is in the bookstore. It's won 6 awards, 2 golds, 2 silvers, 2 bronzes. Thank you. Gifts, blessings, yes. The steps that I'm going to give you are from my teachings on self-mastery. Self-mastery is mastering you in your life so that you can exquisitely manage whatever your life brings your way. Whatever your life brings your way. And I love that word, exquisite. Like, let that roll around in you for a while. Am I exquisitely managing this? Yeah. Yeah. So here's the first one. Number one, take a pause and get centered. Take a pause and get centered. And I actually call these positivity pauses. And I write about them. I've got a video on my YouTube channel about them. They can do wonders in a difficult time. Like, slow your roll, people. Slow your roll. Start with getting your breathing under control. This is a very practiced community about breathing, so I won't go into that too deeply. But get your breathing under control. Like we did in meditation, bring your breath down to your center, get your head, the heat that's in your head, move it to the rest of your body, cool your head off. I do dan yoga, and the practice in that Korean practice of yoga is always about cool head, warm heart. Move the energy down when chaos is showing up, when things look like they're getting quote-unquote out of whack. So I have an analogy with driving, okay? So we're on a journey through the chaos with the chaos. Think about when you're driving, some people don't like doing pauses because they think it's the action of putting on the brakes. How many of you relate taking a pause in your life as putting on the brakes? So I would love to give you another way to think about it. What if taking a pause is just lifting your foot off the gas? It's just decelerating, which you don't necessarily have to brake to do. You could just take your foot off the gas. So when you feel like your energy is on a runaway train, just the breath, this positivity pause, combined with a, okay, I'm just going to step back. I'm just going to rest. I'm just going to let it roll while I don't. Positivity pause can help you. I also put an intention inside the time. So here are a couple that I use. You can make your own. This is about you creating what works for you. So you find yourself in this moment. Here are mine. I'm safe and successful managing change in my life. I embrace the unexpected upsets with compassion. And here's the best part, curiosity. Ooh, what's about to happen with this chaos and disturbance? And I love this one too. God is in this moment. This moment, as in every moment of my life. We're walking and talking in the garden. So then you go to contemplative inner sort of conversation. Contemplative inner conversation. After the initial shock of the curveball starts to quiet down, and before you go into your regular knee-jerk reaction, there's actually space there. It may not feel like it, but there's actually space there. And you can take that space and do something really powerful in it. Spend a moment reflecting on what's really happening. like what's really happening. It'll help you get clarity so that you make good choices for the short term and the long term relative to whatever the chaos is. Getting clarity. It's like I tell my marketing kids, you have to know what question you're trying to answer before you go off trying to prove your hypothesis. Otherwise, you get an answer and it's a great answer, just not to this question. Or it's a great answer, but the question it answers doesn't solve the problem. So contemplative inner conversation, reflecting on what's happening, is a way that you get really clear. Like you come out of the floating away, oh my God, what's happening, into the present moment, anchoring your thoughts into your physical body. It's a way of dealing with tough situations. So here are my questions. Is the way I'm feeling about this experience from the present moment? Or are my feelings triggered from my past? What has this experience come to teach me? How is this experience contributing to my spiritual growth? What I love about that question is it's a reminder of my deeper intent for incarnating into this human body at this moment in time in the dimension of the third called Earth. I didn't come here for some of the things I chase after while I'm here. I came here for my soul's evolution. In fact, if you want to get really mystical and metaphysical, I chose the chaos. Oh my gosh. What? I chose this chaos. This is my chaos that I chose for my growth. Wow, what happens when you embrace it like that? Ooh, baby. That'll make you pause if nothing else will. And then, one of my favorites, what do I have to be grateful for in the midst of this? Can I even just be grateful that I'm awake enough to notice I probably put this on my path as a part of my soul's evolution? So maybe I can just get juicy with it. Maybe I can call it delicious instead of chaos. Then you do your mystical, metaphysical, contemplative, spelled H-M-M-M-M-M-M. And then you move forward to your best option. Move forward to your best option. Now, some of us think our best option is the one that feels the best. How many of you go, yeah, I like that. Me too. Sometimes in this mystical, metaphysical journey that's really about the evolution of my soul, the one that doesn't feel so good is actually the one. Darn it. I am a bearer of truth. So you get past the initial shock, and then you focus on what is it that you really want, going deeper than the surface egoic expression of want. Asking the soul, what is it that takes us to what we're supposed to be? Hello, divine soul being. What do you want of me, as me, in me, through me, in this circumstance? Where is my circumstantial North Star? Here are a couple questions. How do I give myself peace amidst what feels like chaos? What do I really want most, and how do I give it to myself? What is mine to do in this moment? Hashtag keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. So those are a couple of steps I wanted to share with you about this whole dealing with chaos and curveballs. And in this, there is something more. There's something more because we didn't even talk about the joy yet. Those steps are critical. And if you notice in the heart soak, I asked you to do a conjoining of the disturbance with compassion, a conjoining of the disturbance with love. a conjoining of the disturbance with harmony, with gratitude, with peace. So this is the next part. When it looks like I'm thrown off track by a circumstance in my life, how can I maybe see that's the track I'm supposed to be on next? People told me after the stroke, everyone was like, you'll get back to your life, your real life. And I'm like, wait a second. So where am I now? This is my real life. When I first woke up from the coma, I was couldn't speak, couldn't move my right side. And I said, huh. So I'm a speaker and a teacher and a healer, and I can't speak and I can't move. And the very next thing is what we're about to talk about came from a place of joy. What I heard in my head, because I couldn't speak, was, well, if Stephen Hawking can do it, so can Valerie. Yes. So the title is Cultivating Your Joy. Cultivating it. Cultivating is a very active verb. To acquire or develop as in a skill or a quality. Thank you, Merriam-Webster. Definitionally, it means something strong. I feel strength in that word. My mother always had gardens, and I didn't like digging in them. It was a chore to weed the garden. But I remember the getting dirt in my fingernails and sometimes in my mouth. Mud pies we would make. Cultivate. And then cultivating your joy denotes that it doesn't have to be anyone else's. You don't have to convince someone else gardening is really great. Come over and do it with me. You don't. It's only about you. About you, for you, from you, to you. That's what your is. Denoting ownership, something personal and preferably unique to you. And then joy. The definitions, delight, yay, I love that word. Turkish delight especially. Yummy. Jubilation. And this one, triumph. So joyfulness in the midst of debilitating and disquieting experiences is a form of triumphant transcendence. Transcendence. You're transcending and including everything while it's happening, exactly as it's happening. It's your personal spiritual way of soaring, regardless of the anchors in this third dimensional human realm, soaring as the spiritual self that you are, despite the anchors that are trying to keep you only experiencing life from your human self. We have to do the human stuff, right? We have to do the driving. In this realm, we're making money. We're getting somewhere. We're raising kids. Working in the, we're doing it. And that ain't really it. The it is about the transcendence and living as your spiritual self while you're walking as the human. So it's your outer expression of the divine moving in you. The divine moving in you. So inside joy, there's a couple things. There's a lightness of being, a freedom of expression, and a feeling of unbounded potential. Those things are critical when we're managing the weight and possible constriction. I had some constriction. Possible constriction of chaos and curveballs. Experiencing joy is supported by your personal acknowledgement of these two truths. Get ready, write it down. Personal acknowledgement of these two truths. No one and nothing can make you happy. And no one and nothing can make you unhappy. In both of those circumstances, happiness or unhappiness, you are the common denominator. And in both instances, You're in the driver's seat. Your foot's on the gas. You're doing it. And this road is called personal responsibility. Bummer, huh? I've always wanted to be taken care of, so I always think somebody else should be doing it for me. And it's been an interesting journey of really taking personal responsibility while also trusting that the divine is with me in every moment. So I am being taken care of. So you're either consciously choosing to be joyful or you're not. But make no mistake, that's your choice. You choose it or you don't. You choose it when you do things you love, like expressing yourself creatively. Oh, or like wearing your blingy top. This was not what I was planning on wearing, but something this morning said, put on that white thing. It's the first time I've worn it. I've had it for 2 years or more. And then, of course, putting on, oh, look, see, there's even, I just noticed there's even a part of the tag in it. Okay, we'll get that out, Daryl. And the blingy shoes, which were not bought at the same time. So joy, right? This is about expressing it. So when you do your creative stuff, when you spend solitary time in and with nature, when you serve your community, or one of my favorites, when you take a nap. How many nappers? Yes. Oh. Hallelujah. Amen to naps. You're choosing joy. You also choose it when you heal, forgive, and release the stuff that weighs you down, the emotional junk in your trunk. Release the weight of your limiting beliefs in not enoughness. I'm not enough. You're not enough. There's not enough. Think about how much you walk around in the energy of there's not enough. It's a weight. Whenever you release that, you create an opening for joy. Release resentments, guilt, shame, blame. You create an opening for joy. Release the people, activities that clog up your heart. You create an opening for joy. And I want to talk about release for a second. I talk about this in my book. I want to demonstrate release. How many of you have seen or done a mic drop? Yeah, okay. Well, notice, nobody throws the mic across the room. You don't have to kick this stuff out of your life. A mic drop means you just open your hands. That's what release is. Just let it go. Take a step back. Doesn't necessarily have to take years and arduous attention. You choose joy when you strengthen your faith and trust. Faith is believing in the light because you feel it here, even when all your eyes can see is darkness. Trust is what carries you forward in the midst of fear, telling you, please don't go, please don't go. And you step forward anyway, knowing the road is going to rise up and release you. So when you release your doubt, rise up and meet you. When you release doubt and indecision, you create an opening for joy. You choose joy when you get your playfulness on. Your life isn't meant to be so serious, people. Renowned play researcher, believe it or not, there are people who research play. There are play institutions. People are taking play, the art of play, into workplaces. When you get your playfulness on, play energizes us and enlivens us. It eases our burdens. It renews our natural sense of optimism and opens us up to new possibilities. That's a quote from play researcher and psychiatrist Stuart Brown. So when you play and laugh, laughter yoga, you create an opening for joy. So I'm going to close with a couple ideas. New thought, spiritual luminary, and contemporary of the Fillmores, Florence Scovel Shinn. Has anyone read her books? Oh, she's amazing. She said this, I knew a woman who went about bragging of her troubles. So, of course, she always had something to brag about. Ultimately, cultivating your joy is about transcending and including. Transcending whatever troubles you're experiencing while you're experiencing them. You can and must experience light in the midst of darkness, freedom in the midst of oppression. Just ask Nelson Mandela. Oppression, avenues of potential on highways filled with roadblocks. When you cultivate joy within you, no matter what, you can't help but experience it on the outside. So I'm going to close with the blessing that I offer at the back of my book. May you make this way of living your personal light style. Light style. And may your life be forever transformed as a result. May your uplifted consciousness, yeah, baby, your wokeness, may your uplifted consciousness contribute to a planetary shift from fear to love and joy. May you enjoy an overflowing cup of all that you desire. May the best of your past be the worst of your future. And most importantly, may you dance, laugh, play, and smile deeply inside at the magnificent essence that is the heart and soul of who you are. God bless.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.